In 2000, according to the Best Friends Animal Society, over 46,000 dogs and cats died in Utah animal shelters. But thanks largely to the No More Homeless Pets in Utah coalition, that number was down 71.5% in 2013 to 18,000 cats and dogs. Still, Best Friends estimates that 12,000 of those deaths could have been prevented. That's why Best Friends has announced the launch of a new initiative called No Kill Utah. The goal is to get every animal shelter in Utah to be a no-kill shelter by 2019. No-kill means that 90% of the animals taken in by a shelter leave alive. That's the goal that the Salt Lake County shelter achieved last year.
For 2013, we were at a 91.5% live release rate. So that's the first time in our history that we've had the year average be that.
That's Sandy Nelson of the Salt Lake County Animal Services. She says that Salt Lake County decided to go no-kill back in 2009 and says that the decision was part of a shift in thinking about how animal shelters should be managed.
In the past, shelters have just been a place for stray animals. And it just took a shift in thinking of going, you know what, we can achieve this. And this is something that's very doable. We take in between 7,000 and 9,000 animals per year. That's a lot of animals. Just to think about the sheer number of adopting that many animals out, it became very important to our shelter and to our community, and we said, let's do this. You know, let's stop the endless killing of healthy and adoptable animals within shelters. I mean, there's no point of needing to euthanize due to space.
To achieve the no-kill goal statewide by 2019, Tema Martin of No Kill Utah says the initiative will be advocating for a lot of the same tactics that have brought the mortality rate down in recent years. But the campaign's success will rely heavily on the awareness and support of Utah citizens.
What we need people to do if they believe in, you know, making Utah the largest and only second in the nation no-kill state is to make good decisions about their pets and to encourage others to do the same. And that means when somebody's looking for a new pet for the family, we ask people to choose to adopt from a shelter or a rescue group, rather than buying from a pet store or a breeder or an online retailer, because choosing to adopt, you're literally saving a life and you're reducing the demand for businesses that either produce more animals or, you know, ship animals in from puppy mills in the Midwest, for example.
Martin says many people are concerned about how animals are treated in shelters, which is key for the movement. But many people may not be aware of the scope of the problem.
We actually did a study, not just in Utah, but a national survey to find out what people know about this issue of animal homelessness. And in fact, nationally, 9,000 animals die in shelters every day. And the majority of people that we surveyed thought the number was closer to 500 a day nationally. So we don't believe that people don't care. We believe that people aren't familiar with how big this problem still is.
Nelson, who attended No Kill Utah's launch event on Sunday, is encouraged by the interest and enthusiasm shared by members of the Utah community. And she believes the goal is very doable.
So it doesn't happen overnight, and it needs to start with just easy baby steps. So starting, number one, getting your shelter behind the no-kill movement, getting your community behind the no-kill movement, and just starting down the path. Because I believe once you say it, and once your community knows that's what you are striving to achieve, then they're going to get behind that and help and do what they can to help their community have a no-kill shelter.
Currently, New Hampshire is the only state to be no-kill statewide. In Utah, Washington County, Salt Lake County, and the West Valley City Taylorsville shelters have earned no-kill status. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.